And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with SEM head football coach Shane Haraski. Coach, first off, congratulations to you and the team advancing to the state semifinals, one of four teams remaining in six-man football. I'm sure that's a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. One step closer to our goal, so yeah, we'll keep it rolling.
Coach, watching your quarterfinal matchup against Diller Odell last Friday, boy, so impressed with your two to three guys up front defensively. Just kind of felt like they kind of controlled the game at times for you defensively. Did you get that feel, too, from your defensive performance?
Yeah, our guys up front on both sides of the ball kind of controlled the game. It all starts with those guys, and they played a really good game.
I don't think that a person can truly appreciate the physicality with which your team plays with until you get a chance to see them in person. I'm guessing that's something that you guys preach as a coaching staff, and the kids seem to really respond to that.
It is. That's our style of football. That's how we want to play. That's what we work on in practice every day. So, yeah, being physical up front on both sides of the ball, that is our goal.
Another thing that stuck out to me from this past Friday, Coach, I just saw a lot of unselfishness from your team. Maddox Jones, big day, scored four touchdowns, but if he's not carrying the ball, he's blocking for someone else carrying the ball, and you kind of see that from your team all across the board. Can you just talk about the unselfish play that you've seen from your team this year?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Have a successful run game, it takes everybody, it takes all six guys. You know, even our quarterback, after he pitches the ball or hands it off, he's expected to block also. So, yeah, our running backs do a good job, but if our guys don't block for him, it doesn't happen. So all the credit to all the guys that block.
Another thing that can sometimes go unnoticed is just the way players understand the game. And your guys seem to understand the game, Coach. I mean, able to react, able to recognize, and then make the necessary adjustments, whether it be offensively or defensively. Can you just talk about that a little bit and how your kids have responded with just the understanding and the reaction of the game?
Yeah, they do a good job. As coaches, we try and put them in the right position, but it really comes down to those guys making the play when it comes to them. So, yeah, I mean, work on the fundamentals, the little stuff, and, they do a good job on both sides of the wall.
I know that special teams can be a very important part, especially as you're trying to navigate through the latter part of the playoff race. Bodie Martin, I know, has been really solid for you. He was solid the other day, kicking the 2 points. Just talk about special teams for SEM and maybe the key that they will have moving forward.
Yeah, we focus on special teams a lot. That was a big part of our game last year, big part of our game in the state championship last year. So, yeah, this year, as far as our PATs and kicking, between our snapper and our holder and then Bodie kicking the ball, I'm going to be wrong. I think he's missed one PAT in the last four games or something like that. So he's been doing a really good job for us.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your semifinal opponent. You get Garden County. You get to host the game. I'm sure you're excited about that. I'm sure the communities are excited about it. Just talk about your preparation for them and what do you think the keys will be?
Yeah, I watched a little film on them this week. They're a physical team. They like to line up and be real physical on both sides of the ball. They can run and pass on offense. So, yeah, it'll be a good test for us. And, yeah, we're glad to have a home game. Nice to have a home game in the semifinals.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Coach Haraski joining us in our pregame show.